Finally today, across Maine, thousands of high school seniors are graduating and getting ready for the next chapter in their lives. But for many, especially students in rural Maine, the future is uncertain. As part of our Rural Maine Reporting Project, Robbie Feinberg visited the western Maine town of Rumford. He set out to ask graduating seniors how they imagine their own futures and whether that future might include returning home.
Last week was one of celebration at Mountain Valley High School in Rumford. Over a dinner of pasta and chicken, the seniors received awards and scholarships. Senior Brooke Carver is the star.
It is with great honor that I present this year's Math Department plaque to Ms. Brooke Carver.
Carver also gets the Community Service and English Awards. She also played sports year-round, and her accomplishments earned her admission to Bentley University near Boston this fall.
I just really like the more city atmosphere and the more diversity that I'll be able to see there. I just think it's so cool that you could be on campus and be like, oh, want to go to the Celtics game tonight? And be like, sure.
Carver will leave a town that struggled. The area used to be a hub for pulp and paper. In the 1950s, it reached a population of more than 10,000 residents. But automation and a declining paper industry have brought round after round of layoffs to the Rumford Mill, and the downtown is now dotted by vacant buildings and storefronts. Over the last decade, Mountain Valley High School has lost more than a third of its students. Nearly 70% of those remaining are eligible for free or reduced-price lunch. Principal Matt Gilbert says the increasing economic hardship has had a noticeable effect on students' college aspirations. Only a few students, he says, look at colleges beyond Maine.
And I think that that's also connected to where we are currently as far as our students' demographics, what's happening at the dinner table when they get home.
Chris Carver is a social studies teacher at Mountain Valley High School, and he's also Brooke Carver's dad. Gathered inside his classroom with his wife, Debbie, and two kids, Carver says it's been frustrating that more of his students can't attend those prestigious schools, even though he knows many have the grades and work ethic to succeed.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I went to UMF, and I'm very happy that I did. I do, though, want to keep the door open for any kid that goes here to be able to go anywhere. You know, I wish we had more resources to enable that to happen.
Right, and even if you get into, like, one of those schools, you have a lot of catching up to do.
That's Chris Carver's son, Garrett, who graduated 5 years ago and attended Bowdoin College in Brunswick. Garrett says when he arrived at Bowdoin, he was already academically behind classmates who had access to advanced placement courses in high school.
Everyone had taken AP Chem and AP Bio, usually AP Physics, too. It's like we didn't even have those choices here.
And his mom, Debbie Carver, recalls the culture shock that her son experienced.
We have friends that have houses, and they're going to, oh, we have a place in the Bahamas, and we're like, the Bahamas? And they're, oh, well, it's not that nice. And we're like, you have a place in the Bahamas. That's just nothing that we experience here.
But Garrett succeeded. He enjoyed college. He received a degree in computer science and is now working in the greater Portland area. Principal Matt Gilbert says he sees those success stories every year, and he's proud of them. But he'd like to see more of those success stories return home to Rumford.
With their ambitions, with their experiences, if we can figure that out, I think it'll be a renaissance for Rumford, Maine.
And for some graduating seniors, the idea of returning to Rumford is appealing. Senior Isaiah Thornton grew up in the middle of the woods, about a dozen miles outside of town. He spent weekends in his grandfather's barn, tinkering with old cars and motors. But college wasn't on Thornton's radar until a few years ago.
My mom didn't go to college. My dad didn't go to college. When they did talk about it, they talked about me going and me being the first in my family to go.
And over the past 2 years, Thornton says he's got his grades up and filled out applications and financial aid. Now he's enrolled in the automotive program at nearby Central Maine Community College.
With that, I want to bring business to Rumford. I want to open up my own shop. I want people to say, wow, look at this work. I want to go there, get my stuff done there. Like, I just want to be able to give back to Rumford in a way.
Town and school officials are searching for new ways to attract students like Isaiah Thornton and Brooke Carver. Principal Matt Gilbert offers an example of a new ski patrol apprenticeship program at nearby Black Mountain, which he hopes will expose students to outdoor careers only a few miles away. Many of the students interviewed for this story said they would be interested in returning to their hometown at some point, if the right job opportunities were here to greet them. Right now, though, Rumford's local economy, like many in rural Maine, is still grappling with long-standing problems that have made it difficult to bring those jobs back. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.